Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Annie Jennings PR Teleseminar Series with today's presentation brought to you by Brian Kaplowitz of SpeakerMatch.com. And we have a very special guest, Alan Jablonski, who is a Los Angeles-based consumer rights attorney and licensed mortgage broker, as well as author of Successfully Navigating the Mortgage Maze, who has appeared on radio stations in top markets across the country and nationally syndicated shows. So he will share his success story with us today. And Annie Jennings is a national publicist, and she specializes in promoting authors and experts to the media. Her vision and insight has revolutionized publicity, as many of the techniques, tools, and strategies in widespread use throughout the industry today have been developed by Annie Jennings PR. And Annie has been an invited guest lecturer for the Harvard Club of Boston, New York University's publishing program, as well as the American Society of Journalists and Authors. Annie Jennings is the premier publicity expert in the country, with her knowledge sought out by professionals, organizations, and media everywhere, including TheStreet.com, AOL.com, Us Weekly, and leading business magazine, Fast Company, who is known for identifying trends as well as movers and shakers in any industry, says that Annie Jennings PR is the place to go to learn how to become a best-selling author. So Annie, Brian, Alan, thank you all for everything.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Stacey.
You're welcome.
Yeah, it's all wonderful to be here. And Stacey, of course, has over 10 years publicity experience. You know, Stacey is very special, and some of the special things about her are the fact that she's on the front lines of the media every single day. If it's happening out there, she's booking it, she knows about it, and she's like dealing with the most socially relevant issues, you know, to hit the planet. And that's what we're getting our clients booked on, the major shows using with the major topics. So the one thing I like about our company, and though there are many things, is that we can take experts who can walk through the door and may not know why they're special, but we know why you're special, and that's what counts. So you have a feeling that, wow, I should be with Annie Jennings here. She's getting a lot of big placements. I kind of feel like that should be like for me. A lot of clients come like that, not sure of what their specialty is. What do they have to share? How can they help change the world? How can they continue on with the, or contribute to the conversation going on in their area of expertise? How do they even get in on the action? The important thing is we know. I have developed, and so has Stacey, something called, you know, it's a blink factor. In an instant, I can tell where you should be in the media, what your special commentary and contribution can be. Stacey, we all can. We're publicists here with a lot of experience, mm-hmm. and you can come to us and say, I'm really not sure, like, who I am. That's okay. Everyone starts like that. And we help craft your message right around your mission statement, too, which is the fun part. So you can not only get out there, share your message with society, but you can actually be living your dreams. You can be aligning yourself with your mission statement, because nothing is created here unless it aligns with your personal mission and your personal message points. It's phenomenal and excellent. And today we have Alan Jablonski coming on. He's a real story, and we've been doing the Real Story series, and we'll call him an average Joe. And what we mean by that is just a regular person, somebody who fits the following criteria. He has an expertise. He is qualified to deliver the information, and he has a desire to share his information, and there's a socially relevant reason, and the products he has or services fit society as it exists today. Now, that's the ingredients for massive success, by the way. We have to start looking at our models and updating them, revamping them. It's okay. Cycles change. I mean, look how fast we're in a changing environment it is right now. We have to change with it. Look at yourself. Look at what you're offering. See how it can be better. See how it can be more reflect the socially relevant issues. We have seen our experts come in. You know, just picture a small little circle, size of a pea. We've seen them grow out tremendously. Picture a huge wheel gathering tremendous momentum. They go from a very, you know, very concise, restrained type of author expert to an expert who can comment on so many things happening in society. They blossom, they expand, which is exactly what you need to do to meet the demands of the current society and our current economies. Expand your area of expertise. You have the knowledge. You just have to learn how to apply your knowledge to the issues relevant today, which is exactly what, of course, Alan did. And Alan, we want to bring you in now to start talking your real story. And by the way, before you get started, at the end of after our conversation with Alan is completed, we are going to tell you the characteristics we've seen prevailing with our average Joes. What is it they have in common? What is their mindset? Do they have similarities? What allowed them to achieve tremendous success? So we're going to talk about that more towards the end of the teleseminar. Meanwhile, Alan, welcome aboard.
Good morning. It's great to be with you.
Oh, wonderful. So we have to talk about a few things today, and one is you wanted to share your story of what it was like for you to work with Annie Jennings PR and get your message out, you know, to everybody. So you mentioned to me earlier that you felt like you started your campaign, you know, just like a sort of a regular person coming to Annie Jennings PR.
It was at the very beginning after I published my book, to position myself as an expert. It was very intimidating to me, to step out into the spotlight and have these folks believe that I knew everything about everything, and I thought that I had to know everything about everything. And it was quite overwhelming, but through your guidance and talking about how to prepare for the interviews, it eased my mind, and everything got ramped up really quick.
Oh, that's true. It's a very fast, we're a fast pacer because, again, we've got the blink factor, so I can just glance. Seriously, some people say, how do you know so much about me in like 3 seconds? Because, you know, we've been in business a long time. I've seen thousands of experts. I kind of know exactly the situation when it's presented in either a website, a bio, or a little bit of information about yourself. So we're pretty quickly able to determine what is your best-case scenario in terms of where you want to come out as an expert. So I know that you started with radio. What made you decide to use radio?
Well, with the radio, I was much as an attorney. I was used to talking in front of people. The thought of stepping into television right away was far beyond what I thought I could do at the very beginning. And I wanted to kind of get my feet wet. It was a great way to start learning the communication techniques in little 10-minute and 15-minute, 20-minute interviews that allowed me to learn how to talk in little snapshots or sound bites. As an attorney, that is a totally foreign communication technique. It was a good base to start when it came to starting to get the exposure and being able to kind of bite off little chunks instead of trying to put myself out there totally unprepared for, let's say, television, which is another media market that is different than radio, and the radio prepared me for the television appearances that I've had.
Well, that's wonderful. Now, we know we're in a recession, and you were talking to me earlier also as well, and you mentioned that, you know what, it's using the time you have now to either serve your client as they exist now with the challenges they face, and also when the economy gets better, you'll also be in a much stronger position. How did you feel about that, starting your radio, you know, in the early stages of a recessionary environment?
Well, considering that money was tight, I was facing questions whether or not do I advertise, do I put in the man hours that are necessary to go out and develop the business relationships. There was multiple avenues that I had to consider, and when I spoke to you and Stacy, I ended up figuring out that the best way to start was with the radio campaign, and there was a big question whether or not do I put this money out there, The investment was incredible. To turn around and have instant credibility with the listeners. Running an ad doesn't compare to being an expert and discussing my topics that I address. I have instant credibility with those listeners.
Which is very important as well, instant credibility with the listeners. There's so many other benefits, and I'm going to fast forward quickly to Alan's, end result. End result is he was quickly overwhelmed. So he went on radio deciding, what's the best use of my dollars right now? Just mentioned money was tight as it is. It happens, we're in a recession. And so you have to look at your dollars. Where am I going to spend my dollars where I get the most return on every dollar spent towards new client acquisition and towards sharing my message with others as well? And Alan decided to use radio through our company. And Alan, first of all, I'm going to fast forward. In the end, he wound up being overwhelmed with new clients and had to turn away 40 new clients. So many great things happened to Alan. But why did you choose Annie Jennings PR, our model?
Well, the very first thing is that I spoke to a lot of different companies. And companies that wanted $20, $30, $40, $50,000 saying, cut us a check and we're going to do a great job for you. After speaking with your office, everyone in your office, and seeing that you actually had some skin in the game, because I like the idea of having guaranteed placements. It's a pay-as-you-go type of system that is wonderful, because you all have to get me my placements to earn your fees. And not only did you do that, but you went well beyond any contractual relationship, and it was fantastic.
Well, thank you very much. One of our goals here is always to over-deliver, so we always over-deliver. And it's true. We offer a guaranteed deliverable, that is, you get your interviews or you don't pay. I think that's a good business model. I happen to like it. Alan liked it. And, what it has done is it's created the power to really book in the top shows in the top markets, because we really want our clients. We're in it with our clients. We want you guys to share your message and be successful. I want to empower you to live the life of your dreams, but also to make money. There's no reason why authors and experts can't be out there making money just like everyone else. We all have families, commitments, responsibilities, and why not make it a little easier for ourselves? Which is why we started our Real Stories series, so that the average Joes, can come on and say, this is how I did it. This is how I leveraged PR into a lot more than book sales. A lot more than book sales, but I actually leveraged it into money-making opportunities for myself. And the old-fashioned way, I told people why I was good, I showcased my knowledge, and I promised an outcome. And I delivered an outcome that made sense. Delivered an outcome that made sense to my marketplace. That's simple, successful business strategy. So you did wind up with a great response. I mean, you told me that you had worked very so quickly, you were overwhelmed with new clients, and you actually turned away 40 or so clients too.
It actually continues. It's been a short time since my radio appearances, and I still get phone calls. People continue to inquire. The residual response from these appearances are incredible. Obviously, I am starting a new radio campaign, the very first appearance that I have tomorrow is on the show that produced my most clients for me. I can actually gauge how many people are listening to these shows, and it's very focused because of my message and keeping my message on what my service is. We end up getting calls from all over the country and from the local markets, and it is absolutely been an amazing experience. I am incredibly satisfied with how this has all gone, and it is with the number of clients that I've had and had to turn away. We've had to think about growing our business and figuring out ways to meet the demand that has been produced through the campaign.
Well, that's actually fantastic, and we're happy to hear that, definitely. We're very happy to hear of your success. But see, he's just one of the many people who are experiencing this style of success. Because he's on the radio, he has the instant credibility, so automatically standing out from the crowd. There are many people advertising for the same services that Alan Jablonski offers. They're all over the place, right? So, Alan, why have you stood out among the rest? Like, what is it do you feel makes the people actually call you, makes your listeners call you, rather than when they're flipping through their whatever, their community newspaper, their area newspaper, and they see the ads piled up, lined up, one right after the other, but yet they still choose you. You don't even have an ad in there, but they hear you on the radio. What do you feel makes them call you?
Well, the very first important position is that you're the guest, you're the expert, you're not pitching your services. I mentioned to you that I made one mistake.
Yeah. That's a good one. I was going to ask you that. What's your one big mistake?
Yeah, I'll address that.
Yeah.
But what ended up happening is there was a lot of, beyond the instant credibility, I got phone calls from people, and they said, Tom Hartman wouldn't have you on unless you were an honest guy. For a lawyer to be considered a honest person, you know, we have a tough industry, and people don't particularly like or trust lawyers, generally speaking. And when I'm out there just trying to give people information, there's almost a connection with that listener. They call me up. They're incredibly surprised that they actually get to talk to me. They think that they're going to talk to some third or fourth level employee that basically does my paperwork for me. And when they call, they're amazed that they get to talk to me. And the overwhelming comments are, well, I heard you on this show, and they wouldn't have had you on this show if you didn't know your topic and couldn't help me.
You know, I always like to say that they may not know you personally, but they know the host, and they respect and admire the host, or they wouldn't be listening. They listen. People listen to their favorite shows, their favorite talk shows. They're addictive.
Well,
they're wonderful. They look forward. They're friends. They're friends with the host.
Absolutely. And the other thing is that you start building relationships with the producers, with the hosts. On a local radio station here in Los Angeles, although they have multiple advertisers for the services that I offer, I would get phone calls and from people, and they would say, "Yeah, the producer gave me your name and number because she thought that you could help."
Mm-hmm.
And you know, that's another outcome of the radio campaign.
Yeah. There's so many other additional outcomes. Like, it's broad. You know, we'll call that, it's just like, well, what can we say? It's just like the outreach continues, the opportunities continues. You never know where your next best new big thing is going to come from. And it comes from the places you don't expect, a producer giving out your name, a TV show producer hearing the show and contacting you. You mentioned that you got a lot of hits to your site.
Every time that I make an appearance, people find my site. And at the time of the radio campaign, my site wasn't even live at the time. People found it. They just, I don't even know how they found it, but it was an amazing experience. Something else that grows out of this is that as your credibility gets built by these appearances, other experts in other fields, and you look for related fields, financial planners, CPAs, etc., that you can build relationships with, and I've had an incredible experience with that also. I've had all kinds of realtors and financial experts that call me up and say, hey, look, you know, let's talk about doing something together.
You know, a lot of people talk about return on investment. You don't have to give us the exact figures. Although one of our others, Average Joe, he's well over the six figure mark in his return on investment from our campaign. Do you feel you got your money's worth?
I of the clients that I took on, I had five times the return on my investment, and that isn't even considering the 40-some-odd clients that I had to turn away because I was overwhelmed with the business.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's wonderful. And not and the valuable relationships that you that were created for you, too, you know, even have yet to pay off. So there's it's multifaceted. You get relationships, business opportunities down the road. Some people, like in my business, they'll follow me for years, and then finally they're ready, and bingo, they're ready to use me. So you know what? Down the road, so much more can happen too. So there's your immediate response and reaction with your with the users that are ready, with the people listening that are ready to contact you right away, and then there's people who are may not be ready, but you've maybe. They've come to your website, and you've captured them via a visitor capture strategy. Now they're part of your community. So now you can continue to talk to them. Valuable conversations you can have, tips. You can let them know you're there when they need you. And then when they need you, what? Your reply button away, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. The my contact sheet went from, you know, just a few dozen to I'm getting close to about 1,000 people that in one way or another have signed up for information or my newsletter, et cetera.
That's pretty good. And could you just repeat those numbers? I'm not sure if I heard a few dozen, did you say?
It was a few dozen back.
Yeah.
With my personal story, you know, I had just gotten out of a couple of back operations.
Mm-hmm.
And that was why money was tight, and I was just rebuilding my business at the time, and that I went from a complete stop to having so many business contacts, so many contacts with individuals that are just looking for information. If you have to integrate. All of your along with your message that you're putting out there, but your website and a business relationships, you have to put it all together and come up with a plan that's going to maximize your return. And you have to follow up with these people, and that's when the real work comes in. Is when you start getting buried.
Mm-hmm.
Or that you keep in contact with people, and people remember you. My site is now my website is now gone from a site that was totally unknown and unlisted to having 100 hits a day with people looking for information, and it always turns into phone calls.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So you mentioned that you went from a couple dozen to, did you say over 1,000 people on your list?
Yes.
Okay, that's fantastic. And he wasn't even trying for that. The idea was just, I love what you told me when you said, you know what, I decided to roll the dice with Annie Jennings PR. That was a compliment. That was one of the best compliments I've ever gotten because it was like you had to make a choice. What is my best case scenario here? You just come, you mentioned from some operations. You know, you were ready to go again, and you had to spend your money in the most profitable way. And I was very honored when you said that. I mean, I felt so happy. You decided to choose us. Yeah.
I didn't even know that at the time. You know, you get a good sense in talking with people. My background as an attorney, you have to judge people by how they communicate and what they're saying and what they're not saying. And you all didn't promise the sky to me. You were very realistic about how you were going to begin, how you were going to train me, how you're going to walk me through growing as a media presence. And you know, when I get buried with emails and phone calls saying we're going to make you the next Ralph Nader, that's unrealistic. But the pace was great. I can't say enough about how you walked me through this, and you prepping me for the radio campaign, because I had to learn skills that I had no experience with whatsoever.
All right, time for Stacy to jump on in. Now, Stacy, she spearheaded your campaign, and I know she was a pleasure to work with. You had a good time with her?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I know. She's my favorite.
No, well, I had a great time with Alan, too.
Yeah.
She's like family.
Yeah, she is like, I'm telling you, she's here. Yeah, she's like family here, too. All right, so go get it. What do you have to ask Alan?
Well, Alan, I'm sitting here amazed again by all these fantastic results that you've received just from doing, you know, one round of national radio and top market radio with us. But I just wonder, I mean, did this happen overnight, or how long did it really take you once you began the radio campaign to become a national expert?
Well, I would say that, you know, I could almost say that it happened overnight, because as far as time goes, it did. When I started the radio campaign, it ended up being about less than 30 days, and I was on national radio. And, you all taught me that I had to stay up with things, that I had to keep up with the breaking news. And every time new news came out on my particular subjects, I would shoot them over to you, and the next thing I know, I've got I've got a police going by here. Sorry about that.
Oh, that's all right.
It ended up basically, I would say within 30 to 40 days, I was a known product. My name was all over the internet. I'd like to hop back to one topic, one specific instance is that through a appearance that you had set up for me with a local radio show, I ended up meeting Liz Pulliam. She's a very well-known financial expert. And the next thing I know, I'm getting phone calls from people who said you were quoted in on MSN Money, and I wasn't even aware of it.
See,
that's pretty amazing.
Wonderful.
You know, the residual results,
you go.
Can be very powerful.
That's the word I was searching for.
Residual results.
Mm-hmm, good.
Yeah.
With the radio appearances, also, I got phone calls back from the radio stations. When new news popped up, they went to me and said, do you have any comments on this? How can you help us help the public? And I always had to be ready to react to the changing environment that was going on and continues to go on.
Right, so it was really fun too, right? Didn't you feel like happy and excited about every day?
This was a pleasure. If I could spend my time doing all of this and have my partners and staff take care of all the paperwork that goes along with my work, this has just been an incredible experience. I love going out and teaching the public what they need to know. And it's just been a whirlwind. It's been a fantastic experience.
You know what, Alan? When you're talking about the news stations calling you back when breaking news happens, are you saying that you didn't necessarily focus all your attention on your book and the information in your book, but you were able to actually expand yourself and your areas of expertise in being very socially relevant? And did you feel like that was a piece that really helped you in your success?
Well, one of the things when we started is that my focus, at the beginning, my focus was, let me get appearances so that I can sell books. Well, when you sell books, you make a little bit of money, But when it comes to, and this again goes to integrating your message with the services you provide, it's the services that that I want people to reach out and get to me. What ends up happening is that I found out that the actual book sales were not the priority. The book was just a vehicle that helped my credibility. And what ended up happening is that I ended up talking with the producers, et cetera, after I made an appearance, and I would feed them information. I would let them know, because a radio show, et cetera, does not know what's going on in my market. They have too many different topics that they cover. So if you can be a information source to these folks, even if it doesn't give you a radio appearance, they remember you. Your focus has got to be helpful, not only to the audience, which makes a good show, but by making a good show, you're helping that particular radio host produce a good show. They remember you, and they get ready to invite you back. And you open the door for my one comment is I made one mistake where I was excited about something that was happening with our business, and in a particular radio interview, I started to focus in on what we had done for somebody. Now, I didn't mean to be self-promotional during the interview, but that's what it came off like. And the radio host and the producer saw it coming before I even started talking. And that was my one experience where I went from just trying to assist the public and the host in producing information and a good show to being self-promotional. And I learned that they don't like that. They didn't come out and say it. But on that particular radio show, I haven't been invited back. And it's very important that you prepare yourself prior to the interviews to make sure that it's not about Alan Jablonski, it's not about my services, it's about information and conveying that to the listeners.
Now, you know what, Alan, that was a perfect opening for my next question, because I was going to ask you, you know, because you were very successful, had a lot of these hosts and producers ask you back over and over again, what did you do to prepare yourself to be such a fantastic guest? You mentioned being very content rich, of course not making that mistake of being promotional, but what were the other things that you did to prepare yourself for each interview?
Well, the important thing is to have everything written out. I would stay up half the night researching laws, researching what news was coming out, gathering sources, and then I would put them down on in a Word document, and I would lay them out on a pony wall, and I would make them 18-point type, and I would lay out 5 to 10 pages of sound bites. Which, again, as a lawyer, it's very difficult to talk in sound bites. You want to speak for a half an hour to get your point across. By having the topics, having it broken down into specific topics, et cetera, that I could walk along the pony wall when he changed topics and be right with him, and remember my sound bites and my responses to particular questions.
Good. Now, do you feel like you were, because you did all this preparation and research, that you were completely ready for any question? Because as we know, with radio, the host can ask things you may not realize or may not have been prepped with, in an interview. You know, news happens very, very quickly. So did you feel like you could, handle anything that came your way, and you weren't, taken aback or, you didn't have a hard time with anything that they were asking you?
Preparation was everything. Because I was told how to prepare, and you all let me know exactly what I needed to do. I tweaked what was comfortable for me in the preparation. I mean, changing from 12-point type to 18-point type so that I could read it quickly. I very rarely got a question that surprised me. Occasionally, there'll be a question that's totally off topic, or the host will make a comment that may or may not be correct. When breaking news is happening, people don't know that there's a lot of information that gets put out there that is inaccurate. And people hear this on the television and the radio, and they assume it's accurate, or they wouldn't be saying it. I would have the ability to go on and, because of the preparation, be able to rebut information that was being put out there. And that actually increased my value to the host, because they were happy to know that I knew the details. And it's a lot of work. The prep time is far longer than the actual appearance itself.
Right. And do you find that even interviews, let's say, on the top news stations and top markets, even though they're maybe 5 to 10 minutes, that even those short times on the air are still valuable to you?
Absolutely. Everything gets, you know, I kind of had a gauge of what kind of response I was getting from particular shows. And, you know, a 5-minute, 10-minute interview seemed, I would always walk away from the interview saying, geez, that went by fast. You know, although I answered maybe 10 questions, I would always get a response. If I stayed on my message, the response was always there. I had a couple that that did not produce any responses, but everything is about building the credibility across a large audience. I can't focus in on one individual show that's in Philadelphia that I'm not going to get a client from, because the goal is to become a national expert, not stay focused on the one show itself, even though 99% of my appearances produced clients for me. That is not my focus. The end result is building the relationships beyond just the appearances, because, you know, I went from a mortgage broker in California that was one of a few thousand that are left in the industry to being somebody that people want to work with. People recognize success. They perceive that, you know, I want to work with the guy that's making appearances, because he's going to produce clients for me also, which is what has happened.
Well, that's exactly right. You have to announce you're in business. You got to be out there at leading your area, because people want to work with you. They want to work with the high-energy, confident people. Again, when you're putting your money down, are you going to choose someone who says, well, I don't really know if I can help you because it's my first day in business? Or do you want to go with somebody who's out there everywhere who you're seeing with results? You're seeing that they're offering value for services rendered. Who would you choose? The person who can obviously deliver the outcomes. And that's really what happened to Alan, is that people started to see him everywhere, hear him, believe in him, trust him. And, of course, if you're going to buy a service, wouldn't you go to the number one person in the industry to buy a service from? Of course you would, and work your way down from there. But everybody always wants the person who's announced, I'm in business, I have energy, I'm at the most powerful time of my life. Those are the people you want to do business with, not people on the way down or even people on the way up. It's for a special challenge for those on the way up. But you see how quickly it happened for Alan? He went from being, as he just mentioned, one of so many ordinary mortgage brokers to being a national expert that everybody wanted to work with. See the key there? Went straight to the top, and that's, of course, ladder strategy that we've invented here. Now, we don't want to talk about, Alan, with some of the characteristics of our average Joes. We have many authors and experts just like Alan, and we're bringing them on the series so you can hear in their own words what it was like for them, so that you can start to learn, you know what, I can do this too. And that's what we want for you. We want everyone to understand, I can be as successful as all these people. Success is not something just for someone else, for other people. I can be rich too. I can be successful. All this is within my reach. That's our goal. That's our goal for you, is to create a mindset of success and give you the skill set that you need to move through to success. And then the vehicles, the shows, the vehicles, the media strategy that makes a lot of sense because it delivers the outcomes that lead to this level of success. So one thing we noticed is the average Joes, and you can weigh in this on this, Alan, too, are willing to invest in themselves. What do you think about that, Alan?
That's made all the difference in the world. What I think people have to consider is where their business is at right now. And considering the economy and where we stand, and everybody is tightening their budgets, if you're going to choose an avenue to promote yourself, getting yourself in a position as being an expert in your field builds your credibility across the board. I can't emphasize this enough. The business contacts that I have and the relationships that have been developed have been fantastic. I've got to give kudos to Annie and Stacy and Susan. They have all come through, and they react quicker than I react to things. I'll get phone calls from Stacy saying, we're ready to go. Being on the West Coast, you're ready to wake up at 6 o'clock in the morning. I turn the lights out early. I get prepared, I'm ready to go. And the next thing I know, I get a phone call from some broker back east saying, hey, I want to be a part of your business. How do I work with you?
Yeah, that's the wonderful part about also your success, is that you're able to branch out now and work with people all over the country. So you've actually taken a few steps higher too, right, in creating sort of an organization that people can join. So you've also increased your business model, expanded your whole business model too.
Just keeping up with this, I have yet to update my website with the brokers that want to be listed, and I get phone calls from all over the country saying, I want to be your broker in this particular state, in Oregon or Michigan. And the work that I have to do is to sift through who I want to work with and who I don't want to work with. It's not the struggle that it was to develop the relationships. Now I'm the person that they want to work with. And my only job is to make sure that I choose the right people.
Yeah.
So that, my credibility doesn't get challenged on the back end.
You brought up something important. We're known by the company we keep, so always cautiously choose who you will align or affiliate with. And you've heard me say that before as well. And it's funny about, it's not the struggle it once was. On the door of our office, we've got the just say no to struggle. We've got the struggle circle, label, and then with the black line across. Because that's it. You don't have to struggle. You can be successful. You just have to be in the right business model, the right publicity model. And you have to choose publicity strategy that delivers the outcome that helps you achieve your goals. For every placement, there is an outcome. For every publicity strategy, there is an outcome. You need to be asking, what's the outcome? Is this what I wanted for myself? Yes, then go for it. No, then, well, we're always here for you guys. Let's put it that way. We're very good at asking the first question, what are your objectives? And then crafting the media campaign to support your objectives. If your objectives are only to sell books, We'll also then mention book marketing is key, because book marketing, publicity is only one arm of a integral book marketing strategy. Book marketing is back of the room sales, speaking events, special organizations, bulk sales, internet marketing, Amazon optimization, affiliate programs, placements on the internet where they can click through to buy your book. You see how it's broad? Book marketing is a lot more than just publicity. Publicity empowers the author to achieve their optimal success in their area of expertise and in life as well, because while you're being successful in real life, you're also a joy, you know, in your own personal life too. So everybody benefits when you carefully select your outcomes and choose the right strategy for you. You know, also, we talked about our average Joes all have, they had huge commitments and drive and energy. They got that it was all about showcasing their knowledge and talent. They understand that certainty sells. Content is king. And they made it not about their books. They made it about their desire to help other people. What do you think about that, Alan?
Well, the promotion comes from the host. I've never had to sit back and mention my book repeatedly during an interview. If I'm focused on giving information to the public, the hosts help. They know that my goal is to build my service and my business. They're more than happy to help promote me when I'm helping them produce a good show. I have particular hosts that gush over me when I come on. Tomorrow morning when I have a particular host that's going to have me on his show, he gushes over me. It's almost embarrassing. And my wife comes home after listening to the radio show, and she goes, "Am I going to have to live with you for a day after that?" So it is a absolute wonderful experience, okay. And your staff always prepares the hosts that lets them know, you know, this is my book, this is my service, this is my website. I don't have to convey any of that. That's time spent that you all take care of for me, and I don't have to focus in on being a full-time PR person for myself. I basically suit up and show up for the interviews.
You know, you just brought up something interesting. Do I recall you mentioning that at first you were thinking about doing it yourself?
I have a public relations background as a press secretary and promoting a particular congressman, and I believe that I could make a transition into this area, and I was thinking about handling it myself and doing my press releases. And what ended up happening is that just through doing some feelers and a little bit of testing, I found that this is a different area, that having the relationships with these shows is something that is important. It gives you the edge over the thousand other people that want to be a guest on this show. And you all provide that. You give me the credibility before I ever get on the line. They don't call me up and say, "Well, tell us about your background and qualify yourself. We want to know what your opinions are." You've already let them know what my opinions are, what my background is, and you take care of that for me. That's part of your service, and it's absolutely wonderful. Because I can't do PR all the time. I have clients to serve. I have other areas that I have to focus in on. And you allow me to not have to be that person that's out there working 24 hours a day trying to build a relationship that may or may not go anywhere.
Well, that's an interesting point because it's very difficult to get through to the top-level media. Remember, we're booking Alan on the top shows in the top markets in the country. That's our formula. That's our model. You guys can get anyone listening can be on the top shows in the top markets in the country. All right, in the top 35 markets or top 50 markets. Why? We know why you're good. You don't have to know. We know. And we know how to position you and match you correctly to the right shows. That's part of the key to this. And yes, Alan, you don't have to, when they say, okay, so tell us why you should be on the show, like you don't want to have to be in a position of that type of self-promotion. Really, you should be walk through the door like a national expert and everybody's thrilled to have you on the show. Alan Jablonski is willing to come on this show. That's important, and you're thrilled to be on the show, like, wow, I can't believe I made it to this level of radio show. That's a perfect scenario, and the audience benefits because everyone's so excited to be doing the interview together. So that's why we do the nationally syndicated shows, because you can reach across the country nicely using syndicated shows. They deserve to hear Alan's message as well. But you don't have to do one by one these smaller shows in smaller markets that are draining. You don't have to pitch yourself if you're doing your own PR. See, that's the benefit, is always think about return on investment in terms of your time, energy, and life balance. Because doing your own PR now is very difficult, especially with radio. Getting through to the top shows, very difficult to get through now. You have to have, like, the special formula. You have to have the code word. You have to have the secret knock, all right, to get in the door. And that's how the industry has changed over the years. You know, we've also noticed our average shows, they hold themselves responsible for their own success. Now, you've heard Alan talk about he stayed up researching. He got up early. He was there. He was ready. You see, holding themselves responsible, they actually met us halfway, which is very important. When we said interview, they said when. If we said now, they might have taken a little gulp, but they said, okay, give me the number or whatever, I'm right here. You see, they were ready to go. They held themselves responsible for their own success. They didn't say, you know, my publicist failed. Well, they're holding themselves responsible for their own success. If your publicist is not getting you the results that you feel you deserve, it's time to start thinking, am I buying the right services? Have I purchased the outcomes? Because really, you're purchasing a publicity outcome when you purchase publicity services. Do I want that outcome? And if the answer is no, do I want a report that says they tried everywhere but everyone said no? Well, that, I don't think anybody wants to buy that outcome, right? Or do I want a guaranteed deliverable? That is, I know I'm going to get 10 major interviews in the 10 top markets in the top 35 markets in the country. Yeah, I'll buy that one. That'll be good for me. I'll take that one. But also another thing they said too, our average shows, they all were in a very high energy, high performance stage in their lives. That means that they were really ready to invest in themselves, to go for it. They had a I'm going for the gold attitude. And I think a lot of them had good business models. They were positioned appropriately. You know, they knew why they were good, or we helped them define why they were good. And they also had families to support, reasons to be successful. You know, and that's the perfect type of client for us, because I believe in making money. I want my clients to understand that riches are within their reach. They just have to learn the right formula for them. Because most of us have families, and, you know, they get, sorry to tell you, people who have young kids, they get more expensive as they grow older, right, Ellen? Yeah. We don't get out from under the financial commitments ever, believe me. So that means you have to be successful. So that means that in me knowing that, right, I have five children, and I also have an economist background, I get the law of cause and effect. I know why people buy things. I know what makes a great expert. And I really committed to my clients making money. You deserve to make money. And you know what? The whole thing about book sales, old model. 1.2 million books on the market right now, according to Nielsen. 1 million sell 99 copies or less. There's got to be a better use of your book, right? Your mission, your precious time spent writing that book. It's a showcase of your knowledge. It's time to let your knowledge live. Get out there in the world and help people live better lives too. You will get so much more in return that you've never expected. Speaking of it, in the book, yeah, it'll sell. You won't even be trying. One of our average shows, Kimani, reported he sold 25,000 books without even trying. You know what the latest figure is, Alan? 50,000 books. And that was not even our goal. But he got so many speaking events that he started selling like boatloads of books in the back of the room. and got the speaking events because his media opened up the doors for him. So many tremendous stories from our average Joes, just like all of us, we're all average Joes. I guess I should say average Janes as well, but to the ladies in the audience, we can be Joes for a while, right? Well, you know, it's nice. Everyone really understood their book was a showcase of their knowledge designed to empower their business. And initially you said, Alan, that you thought it was about book sales, but you quickly realized this is not about book sales. And by the way, book sales are down across the board. You know, this is a recessionary environment, and book sales are down across the board. Don't put all your eggs in the I'm going to sell a million books basket. It's not going to happen. I'm going to make $1 million using my book as my entry, as a showcase of my knowledge to propel me to my optimal success. Yeah, you're allowed to have that business model because that's going to work for you. Alan, anything we've missed today?
I think we've covered everything. I think the focus has got to be that, are you willing to invest in yourself? Your programs allow for, through a minimal investment, to test the waters and see, you know, is my PR campaign going to work for me? Without having to spend $30,000, $40,000, $50,000, that was one of the keys for me was that your programs were within my budget and I was willing to step out there and take a chance.
And
it ended up paying off in droves. I still don't know how quickly to grow my business from. What's happened, it's just been a fantastic experience, and I suggest that everyone focus in on investing in themselves because it will pay off in droves.
Well, that's absolutely terrific, and I just want to thank you so much for coming on today. Stacy's going to remind everyone, Alan, about your book and your website and, of course, about AnnieJenningsPR.com and how people can go to AnnieJenningsPR.com for lots more info and support. We have lots of special reports and audio recordings at AnnieJenningsPR.com/publicitypro.htm. Stacy.
Well, thank you, Alan, and, of course, Brian Kaplowitz of SpeakerMatch.com. We want to thank you as well. And Alan Jablonski, author of Successfully Navigating the Mortgage Maze. You can find more information on Alan and his services at www.mortgage-maze.net. And you can also find these recordings at AnnieJenningsPR.com/publicitypro.htm. I know Annie is getting all this stuff out to iTunes as well. So we can offer all these Average Joe's success stories to you, our real story, Average Joe's. Many of those audios are also available to you there in our series.
All right. Thanks, everyone, and we'll see everyone next time. All right. Bye, Alan. Bye, all. Bye-bye.
Thank you.